in Randolph County and for miles around. Everybody loves that smooth sound. Radio Ram Sparta means WHCO.
For folks on the go, it's 1230.
That's WHBO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know.
From Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO, time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the people speak.
Good morning. It is 9:26. I'm Jeff. This is the People Speak. Hope you're having a good morning. Sunny skies today. It's going to be the best day of the next several, I guess. 56 is what we're expecting for a high today, but the bottom falls out after that with a chance of some rain and a wintry mix tomorrow. Highs 49, but we're going to drop down to 26 tomorrow night. And then 35 will be it for the high on Thursday with a wintry mix likely, then a chance of rain, some freezing rain again in the forecast. Look for lows Thursday night down to 26, 43 for high Friday, then Saturday a high of 34. As we look ahead to Sunday, we got a 50% chance of snow in the forecast. The first part of March here, I guess we can consider that coming in like a lion. So hopefully it'll go out like a lamb with 70s and sunny skies. We'll have to wait and see on that. Of course, we are in Southern Illinois. We're going to have Kelton Davis, a regional school superintendent for Randolph and Monroe County, on with us this morning. He's going to be talking about the teacher shortage and a recent survey that was done. So what we'll do is we'll go ahead and take our first break here. And we will come back. You're listening to The People Speak on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO.
Well, good morning to everyone.
Good morning.
How are you?
So did you get tied up at the office a little bit?
Well, yeah, and I had a technology malfunction in my previous position at the office. I was the technology coordinator, and a little embarrassing to say, I didn't have the printer set up correctly, and my papers, when I returned to pick them up for this morning, were all over the place. So I'm having a Monday on a Tuesday. So,
like I said, I sometimes have Mondays all week.
I know, back to back. And I've been listening to the show and looking forward to your guest coming up. The State House and anything Capitol talk is always a big interest for education, because there's usually about 10,000 bills proposed that that modify something. And, you know, a lot of times in education, the bills are well meant, but they have a tendency to overwhelm our schools. You know, there are so many requirements that you can have. And I think one of my personal pet peeves is I'm a strong advocate for career readiness, college and career readiness. But a lot of times our laws are geared towards college, and it doesn't give us an opportunity for exploration in careers, whether it be the career and tech ed vocational areas. And right now, that's the high need areas that we have. In addition to high need areas, we have is teachers. We do have a significant shortage in the country and in the state. Illinois is no exception. About back in 2015, because we had a lack of data that was being provided, I created a survey. We implemented it statewide. It was a soft survey, meaning it wasn't psychometrically valid and reliable. Mm-hmm. I didn't have a statistician working on it. It was something I just did. And we collected that that in those data and found out that, yes, in fact, we've got a shortage coming. We projected that shortage back in, at least I had been discussing it back in 2012. Mm-hmm. When the state was modifying its licensure system for teachers and making it more difficult, they under the name of quality, and we started to see a decline in people's participation in teacher preparation programs.
Didn't they have a similar shortage back in the 70s, I guess?
I was a recipient of the educational system in the 70s, but there is always ebbs and flows. Right now, this is certainly in my 20 plus years of a lot more than 20, but plus years in education, this is clearly the worst we've seen it. We always have had challenges in our rural areas, not because of the desires of the community, but it's geography. The further away you get from a major city, the harder it is for employment. We also found that the pool of candidates that have, and the highest correlation we had in last year's survey was that the educational degree in the community. So the higher the average number of people with degrees and advanced degrees gave you a larger pool of people from which to choose. Also, right now, our unemployment rate is low. There are people looking, there are jobs out there, and there's not people to fill them.
Right.
So that takes away. I mean, granted, our teachers are not the highest paid educated field. I am not going to say that we don't have good salary, but the benefits are certainly huge, and we hear a lot about the teacher's mm-hmm. pension, but that makes up for, you know, having a lower salary, but relative to other educated professionals. But Illinois, we've done, this is our third year then of the survey, the second one where it's more, we actually have engaged with a statistician. I'm now doing it on behalf of the Illinois Association of Regional Superintendents. So I have committees involved, our president. We actually were funded through SIU, helped us out this year through their Grow Your Own Rural Educator Initiative. And Dr. Brian Chapman was involved with that, and we're very appreciative of his support. I've been working with philanthropic organizations throughout Illinois, like Advance Illinois, education organizations, school districts, and this is a fairly comprehensive survey. We can make some big generalizations from it because we have over 63% of the districts participated in the survey. Mm-hmm. And you know, one of the big questions is really pumping people into the pipeline right now. And what are the challenges? And that's data we do not have. Why aren't people going into college programs to prepare for teachers, to be a teacher? When they get out of school, how come they're not coming to Illinois or they're moving out? We have a vast majority of the state, which is within 40 minutes of another state. And I will tell you, we have seen a huge drain of people in the Metro East going across the river. We don't have the information we need as to why that is happening. So why do we need this information? Well, ultimately, it's so our policymakers can support, and they've always been very supportive of educational change. They're always working to improve education. Sometimes the unintended consequences aren't so great from the laws that are made. Too often we make policy decisions based on what other states are doing and what we hear something or what we think it is. Mm-hmm. And not based on what we know. And the challenges we have with other states, they're not Illinois. They don't have the same educational institutions. They don't have the same licensure requirements. They don't have the same populations. We can't just do what somebody else does here and expect to get the same results. So, with that being said, one of our largest proposals, and this is a significant issue, Jeff. I mean, we're talking about the vast majority of folks saying we're short of substitute teachers. We can't get those. And I can tell you right now, we desperately need folks' help. And you don't have to have a bachelor's degree to be a substitute teacher now in certain circumstances. So someone with an associate's degree can become a substitute teacher. Please contact my office. I'm going to give you the number now, and I'd like to do it at the end of the show. It is 939-5650. Ask for Darcy. She's our licensure officer. We will help you through the process, but we need you desperately. But also we need to get teachers into the pipeline. We need more Grow Your Own initiatives where we're introducing folks to the profession, the art, the craft, the knowledge. It's not about just teaching what you know. Lecturing what you know is not teaching these days.
True. It's so, a big difference from
Huge. And I mean, and it's not just about classroom management. See, the demands on teachers right now, and here's what's a very interesting statistic. Phi Delta Kappan has been around for a gazillion years, I think early 60s. And they all run a Gallup poll, or they run a poll on the perception of education. Mm-hmm. And they're always quoted, and it comes out annually. And it's always, the education system's around a B or you know, somewhere around that, but my school's an A. It always shows that my school's great, it's the other schools that are struggling. But they ask other questions, and one of the questions they ask is, would you support your child becoming a teacher? For the first time, the majority of people, over 70% of the people, said, no, I will not support my child in becoming an educator. And some of the reasons were, it's an underappreciated profession. The demands are very difficult. It's emotionally taxing to put all that you have. And I will tell you, education now is not, again, I lecture, you get it, you don't get it, I don't care. It is about reaching that whole child. So we have to not only provide them the content in a manner in which they're going to learn, we are asked to assure that every child gets that and understands it and can perform and demonstrate their knowledge and skills with that information. Put into that the focus of social emotional learning and the issues that we have. We have mental health aspects that we are engaging in, and it is very challenging, and the time is very challenging. So I don't want it to sound like doom and gloom as a profession, but we need those resources and tools to provide that holistic service. And unfortunately, that costs money. So as our policymakers are making decisions, we are providing this. We're a week early. This is not going out to the press until next week.
Right.
So we're having a big release then.
Okay. All right, I'll tell you what. Let's take a quick break here, and we'll come back and talk some more with Kelvin Davis, Regional School Superintendent. You're listening to The People Speak on Real Country 1230 WHCO. We'll be right back. Hey, welcome back. I got about 2 minutes left in the program, but we're talking with Regional School Superintendent Kelton Davis, and we're talking about the shortage that the school system is experiencing here in Illinois.
Yeah, and it's across the board. I mean, if somebody wants to go into a general education, elementary education, but also our support services that are very critical. We're seeing things, one of our highest areas of needs are library media specialists that work with the kids, support them as well as the instructors. And that is on positions unfilled. And across the state of Illinois, we're seeing things like foreign language is huge. We have always struggled to get you know, Spanish teachers, blind and deaf, which isn't a high population for us, but when we have a student, we have to serve them. Mm-hmm. And this is in order of the demand: bilingual education, school social workers, which our demand is, as I talked about earlier, helping with the mental health issues that we have, is critical. School nurses, driver education, speech and language pathologists, computer science, career and tech fields. You do not have to have a bachelor's degree to become a licensed educator in a career and technical field. Okay. So we can take someone with even no college, and they're...
Who has a large background in that.
8,000 hours of work experience in that technical field. And whether it be ag, welding, family and consumer science, materials, etc. So special ed is huge. School counselors, health education, early childhood, art, English as a second language, science, math, physical education, music, reading. I mean, that's the list. It looks like social science is probably the lowest core subject area for shortages that we have. But what this means is there's a couple hundred thousand students in the state of Illinois where they had to cancel the class, have a substitute teaching the class, rather than somebody who's fully licensed. A couple hundred thousand. To put it into perspective, we have about 11,000 students in our two counties.
Okay.
So a couple hundred thousand, that would be, if I had to liken, maybe that's all of St. Clair County. Mm-hmm. Saying none of those kids had a qualified teacher. That's a lot of kids and a lot of students throughout the state of Illinois. So mm-hmm. The crisis is real, it's serious, and we have some policy recommendations that we can talk about, you know, with our legislators that don't cost money and make sense.
Okay. And you wanted to get that number out again?
Absolutely. Anyone looking into the education field, whether they have experience or would like to substitute teach with a bachelor's or with an associate's level of credit, call us at 939-939-5650. We do have an office in Chester and Waterloo, but we process all the licensure in Waterloo. 939-5650.
All right, and talk to Darcy.
You talk to Darcy. She will take great care of you.
All right. Kelton, thanks for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
And we will talk to you again next month. And for the People Speak, I'm Jeff. Have a great day.